It's official. Donald Trump is the president of the United States again. Sworn into office just a few feet away from old Joe and Kamala Harris and his previous nemesis, Hillary Clinton. And the liberal tears are just starting to flow. And it's going to be a flood along with a tsunami of fake news like this absolutely ridiculous post from the London Telegraph. Showing pictures of Donald Trump's 2017 inauguration crowd and the, quote, crowd from today, even though they failed to note that the ceremony this time around was held inside the Capitol because it was absolutely freezing outside. But that didn't stop John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania, from wearing gym shorts and his trademark hoodie and sneakers. To the inauguration. Seriously, there he is inside the rotunda. Now listen, I could understand not wearing a tie. I hate wearing ties. When I was visiting the White House, when I had a chance to meet President Trump back in 2019, I didn't even wear a tie for that. But I did wear a sports coat at least. CBS's Gayle King, who is a black woman, was very upset that there weren't enough black people in attendance.
You guys, I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color. Does anybody else besides me observe that? I'm fascinated by why that is.
Sorry, lady, us normal people weren't paying attention to such ridiculous things. But you go on and obsess over your DEI. But it's not going to matter because now the official policy of the United States government is to not pay attention to any diversity, equity, or inclusion quotas or kooks.
This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life.
About time. Thank you, sir.
We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
Yes. A return to normalcy. Thank God. The ceremony went off with only one little hitch, but it didn't even matter, and in fact, made it even better, because the music that was supposed to play the theme song for America the Beautiful, when Carrie Underwood was going to sing it, was broken. There was some technical difficulties, so she just decided to sing a cappella instead.
You know the words, help me out here. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
Which then sparked this meme.
America,
yes. Way to go, old Joe! And the memes for MAGA 2.0 are already absolutely fantastic. Like this one. Here's Donald Trump getting rid of old Joe right in the trash. Bill Clinton accidentally reenacted the famous jealous girlfriend meme. Mark Zuckerberg also accidentally became a meme when the camera caught him checking out the goods of Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com's floozy fiancé, Lauren Sanchez. I know this looks like a meme or some AI-generated image because what kind of a tramp would actually dress like this, just wearing a bra under a sports coat to such an event? But that would be Jeff Bezos, floozy fiance, and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he's a man apparently because he couldn't help but take a little peek. The guy behind him is not looking over her shoulder, also trying to sneak a peek. It's just a little bit hard to tell the depth in the picture. Here is the video where you can see Mr. Zuckerberg takes a quick look and then goes in for a second one, but then the camera cut away. Also, shortly after the Trump administration came back into power, they shut down the immigration app that the Biden administration created to help encourage and facilitate the invasion of the United States by the criminal invader illegal aliens, where they would just download an app onto their phones and then submit bogus asylum requests in advance before they even came here, so that they didn't even have to come and approach the Border Patrol and go to the facility. They just submitted their scam requests in advance. And so now none of them are being processed. Those are some criminal invaders who were on their way here who are now going to have to go back home. The ports of entry where the invaders were allowed to freely enter our country have also been closed.
Beyond this point, will result in the arrest, prosecution, and possible application of force.
And just several hours into the new Trump administration, we also have the first bit of viral fake news that the media is spreading because Elon Musk made an awkward gesture to the crowd, giving his heart to the crowd, which they then interpreted as, well, you can imagine.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
Whoops. So Jerry Nadler, who you may recall, denied that Antifa even exists. He called that a myth, took to Twitter and said he never imagined that we would see the day when what appears to be. See, they're getting very careful now because they know that these clowns are going to start getting sued. Just like, well, Donald Trump sued ABC News and then won. He says he never thought he'd see the day when what appears to be a Hitler salute would be made behind the presidential seal. This abhorrent gesture, blah, 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 fake news, paranoia, nonsense. And dozens of executive orders undoing the damage that the Biden administration waged on our country have already been signed.
Sure. The first item that President Trump is signing is the rescission of 78 Biden-era executive actions, executive orders, presidential memoranda, and others.
Biden-era errors. Fixed.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yes!
And you know, tonight I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages, pardons.
Free Joe Biggs.
To get them out.
Get them out. And there is word that Joe Biggs and another guy, Ethan Nordine, have been called down from their cells to start filling out their release paperwork. I haven't been able to verify this. This is what somebody had posted who has been following the January 6th cases fairly closely. This has not been confirmed, but let's hope and pray that Joe Biggs is a free man by tomorrow morning. And the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on because Joe Biden, in his last few minutes in office, issued a bunch of other preemptive pardons for any and all crimes that his brother and other relatives of his and Dr. Fauci and Congressman Adam Schiff and Adam Kinzinger have committed over the last 10 years. And of course, during Donald Trump's final few hours during his first term, these same exact Democrats were whining about the possibility that Donald Trump may issue preemptive pardons to members of his family and other associates.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting a preemptive pardon who was innocent of all crime? Who's just an innocent person? Have you ever heard of that? Just somebody getting a blanket pardon and they're an innocent person?
But no, it's the president's own family. It's people that have been covering up for the president in addition to his own family.
Is there an innocent explanation for someone to seek preemptive pardons for family members? Would you do that if you knew you were innocent and just worried about outside forces?
The answer to that is going to be no. If you haven't done anything wrong, you sit there and go, what do you need a preemptive pardon for?
If he pardons people preemptively, he's essentially telling the public that these people have committed crimes. And we may not be aware of what they are, but the pardon is clear evidence that crimes have been committed.
I imagine if he decides to issue these preemptive pardons, it will be cast in a way that he is protecting his family and protecting their reputations from, you know, villainous exterior forces that are against him.
First off, we should just take a deep breath and acknowledge the audacity of a president who's so clearly concerned about his own criminal culpability and that of his family members that pardons are a major obsession with him.
The idea of a kind of prospective pardon, this sort of permanent federal get out of jail free card, that seems to be what we're talking about in the case of this, right, with Giuliani and his three eldest children who, as far as we know, have not been convicted of a crime. Maybe they've committed a lot. And they don't want to face action. I don't know. It's weird. I wouldn't ask for a pardon. I don't think I deserve one because I don't think I've done anything criminal. But, like, where does that come from, that concept that you can just kind of wave your magic pardon wand?
We have Tish James. We have Xavier Becerra. Mimi Rocha is literally my DA in my town. There will be opportunities to prosecute these people regardless if they abuse the pardon power as they are thinking.
Hopefully, Ellie, there will be a skyfall on this entire crime family, and there will be another day for them to die.
The president does indeed pardon, let's say, Rudy Giuliani or any members of his family. Would you see that, and I asked Preet Bharara this question, as essentially an admission of guilt?
I certainly would view it that way. I think millions of Americans would view it that way. If there was no belief in criminality, why would he think a pardon was necessary?
While the Democrats' hypocrisy is already off the charts, I have a sneaking suspicion it's only just getting started. Something else that's just getting started is the 20% off sale from my online store, markdes.com, which you can get if you use the promo code ULTRAMAGA, one word, ULTRAMAGA, at the checkout. So order your Liberal Tears mug, because you're going to need it. Your classic Trump fight shirt, the MAGA Mafia shirt, Teflon Don, sorry, no vacancy, deport them all, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.